Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about beef and heart health.
Well, Ron, as part of Beef Checkoff efforts, heart health cookbooks were delivered to 854 family practice and cardiology professionals nationwide. Within the cookbooks were a beef research booklet and pamphlets on lean beef and a heart-healthy diet that medical professionals could share with their patients. Responses to this effort was very positive, with 76% of medical professional and consumer respondents saying they found the cookbooks to be valuable. Respondents commented on how visually appealing the cookbook was and how the letter added a personal touch. The research studies were very informative for providing evidence for including lean beef and a healthy, balanced diet. The doctor's office mailing program is only one part of the Beef Checkoff's nutrition and health program. This promotion would not be possible without Checkoff-funded human nutrition research, which is a foundation for all industry nutrition education and communication initiatives.
Thanks, Heather. And you can learn more by going to beefresearch.org. Special session day today at the Oklahoma State Capitol. Steve Thompson with Oklahoma Farm Bureau talking with us about the governor and the legislature trying to get on the same page. Are the two bodies, the state Senate, state House, basically lined up with what the governor's wanting to do?
Lined up is certainly not the way that I would describe it, Ron. That is a very appropriate question, but I do not think that they are lined up at this point in time. We really have two separate issues going, one having to do with what the income tax rate is in the state and whether or not we should cut that a little bit or enough to put us on, as the governor mentioned, is called to a path to zero income tax. The governor has laid out that path in front of us and asked the legislature to convene to figure out a way to do that. But this is something that he has asked them to do in the past, and they've not shown an interest in doing so. So we certainly don't expect them to do that now. However, I think that the Senate is taking the lead at this point in time and trying to quiz the governor about how he might offset that lack of revenue to our system, whether it be to public education or, frankly, to the private school tax credits that were passed this past session. You know, what we might sacrifice in the name of that income tax revenue. Those of us in agriculture are very concerned because property taxes are such an important part of the challenges that we face in our operations on a day-to-day, year-to-year basis. And so income tax is really not the name of the game for us. And so we don't want to put any more pressure on property taxes. And so it's not something that we would support.
Farm Bureau Steve Thompson not really expecting any resolution on this question, but the discussion starting and probably will continue over into the regular session next spring. Crop progress numbers showing us winter wheat crop is 40% in the ground now nationally for the 2024 growing season, harvest season. That's 3 points behind the five-year average and 1 point ahead of the pace of a year ago. Texas, 45% of their crop now planted. That's versus 47% a year ago. 42% is their five-year average. For Oklahoma, we're at 27% planted now, a little over a fourth of the crop, same as a year ago at 27%. And 38%, though, is the five-year average. So we're behind that average pace for sure. Finally, Kansas comes in at 37% planted now, 1 point behind the five-year average of 38%. And about 9 points ahead of the 28% harvest are actually planted at this point a year ago. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 5th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 29,225 head will be offered, 3,800 weaned steers, 4,200 feeder heifers, 9,100 weaned calves, 3,000 calves on cows, and 8,500 beef dairy crosses. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.